AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them and AT40 counts them down.
Number 36.
Here's the first hit single for a 23-year-old singer and songwriter from Montreal, Canada. He's Corey Hart, and his song comes in at number 36. Here's Sunglasses at Night. Newcomer Corey Hart on American Top 40, debuting at number 36 with his first chart single in the U.S. He's from Canada, and his song, Sunglasses at Night. Six songs debut in this week's survey, so six songs had to drop out to make room for him. The droppers were Love Will Show Us How, My Ever-Changing Moods, Whisper to a Scream, The Longest Time, Dancing in the Sheets, and To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Those are the six songs that fell out of the survey. Here's another debut. It's the highest debuter of the week, the latest hit by Tina Turner. Coming in at number 35, What's Love Got to Do with It?
You must understand.
Tina Turner on American Top 40, debuting at number 35 with What's Love Got to Do with It from the LP Private Dancer. We're counting down to one of the most unusual pop acts we've ever heard of. In concert, they're a two-man act. One man plays banks of synthesizers and sings, while the other man doesn't play anything or utter a sound. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
I'm Casey Kasem. Here's the recent number one ballad by Phil Collins. It spent 3 weeks at the top spot, now at number 34. Against All Odds. Against All Odds. Phil Collins on American Top 40, falling from 21 to 34 with that recent number one hit song. Now we're up to one of the most unusual pop music acts that we've ever heard of. I'm talking about 29-year-old Englishman Howard Jones. In the studio, Howard is a one-man band, plays all kinds of synthesizers and keyboards. Now that by itself is not so unusual. And Howard Jones regularly performs live as a one-man band. He has no backing musicians for any kind of support. But on stage, his act includes a second man. Howard is accompanied for part of the concert by a man who doesn't play a single instrument and doesn't utter a single word. The man does pantomime. He's 28-year-old Jed Hoyle, and he's been working with Howard for more than a year now. Unlike the typical mime, Jed doesn't wear white face makeup and a black costume. In fact, you never know what he's going to wear on stage. He may paint his shaved head white with black stripes, and then wear chains around his upper body. Or he might just wear trousers, a trench coat, a shirt, a bow tie, and dark glasses. Here's a description of the way it went at a recent show in Los Angeles by Howard Jones and Jed Hoyle. Howard ran back and forth from behind his wall of programmed synthesizers and keyboards. He danced and sang all over the stage. Jed came out for about five songs. He looked like a man divided, right down the middle. One half of him was dressed like a punk rocker. The other half was dressed in a tuxedo. Howard Jones and Jed Hoyle. Definitely one of the strangest looking pairs on the pop concert scene. Howard Jones' second American hit is at number 33 this week on AT40. Here he is with What Is Love? Englishman Howard Jones on American Top 40, third consecutive week at number 33 in the countdown with What Is Love? 32 big ones to number one as the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40. Top 40.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like WQLT, Florence, Alabama, KYJC, Medford, Oregon, and KKBQ, Houston, Texas. With a song that peaked at number 13 a couple of weeks ago, here are Eddie, Alex, Michael, and David. Van Halen at number 32 with I'll Wait. The band formed 10 years ago in Pasadena, California. Van Halen on American Top 40, falling from 18 to 32 in the countdown with I'll Wait. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a girl in West Germany to a priest in Kansas.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
At number 31 in the countdown, moving up four notches, fourth week in the survey, Dan Hartman, 33-year-old, born and raised in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. From the movie Streets of Fire, here's I Can Dream About You.
I can dream about you.
Dan Hartman on AT40 with one of eight songs from movies in our countdown this week from the movie Streets of Fire. That's I Can Dream About You, moving from 35 to 31 in our survey. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one's from an American girl who's a high school senior living in Bremen, West Germany. And she writes about a special friend she has back in the U.S. Her letter begins, "Dear Casey, in my junior year of high school last spring, I spent months in a deep depression. It came about as a result of living with a father who seemed to make sadness a full-time job. I gave up virtually all interest in school and in friends. I quit my job. Sometimes I even considered putting an end to my sadness by giving up on life altogether. Yet there was one person who did not give up on me, though I wouldn't have known it at the time. This person was a priest at my school, Father Andy Kuykendall. Over the lunch breaks, sitting alone and pretending to do my homework, though I was really wrapped up in the thought that I wasn't worth anything, I would look up and he would be smiling at me. I would have to, in spite of myself, smile back. Father Andy would listen to me when everybody else was caught up in their own lives. He seemed to have a special knack for spotting people who hurt and helping them by simply listening and making things seem a little less tragic by understanding. Last summer, a few days before my 17th birthday, I got a phone call from Father Andy. We talked a long time. I forgot myself the minute I heard the sincere, 'How are you?' and began to feel happy again. Now, I'm an exchange student with the American Field Service in Bremen, West Germany. And Father Andy's back in Wichita, Kansas, thousands of miles away. Casey, could you please play Bridge Over Troubled Water for Father Andy? Because that's what he was for me during one of the darkest periods of my life. Signed, Aaron. Okay, Aaron, here's your long-distance dedication. A number one song from 1970. Simon and Garfunkel with their classic Bridge Over Troubled Water. A long-distance dedication from Aaron in West Germany to Father Andy in Kansas. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. We're counting down the week's 40 biggest singles, and we're 30 hits away from the number one song in the USA. We'll continue in a moment, so stay right where you are.
AirCheckDownloads.com.